All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You text us at the same number as Mondays. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Sandy, I was reading this because I don't know how we can, you know, you talked about 40% of the globe.
No, I think 40% of Africa.
I'm sorry.
Africa gets 40% of its wheat
from Ukraine.
From Ukraine and Russia. And so, you know, Africa's a continent that teeters on the brink, Northern Africa particularly, teeters on the brink of famine all the time. This is almost half, and wheat is such an important part of the nutrient food chain for that kind of a population, that it's going to be a disaster.
So Ukraine, as it states here, is not going to be able to, they're in the middle of a war. They're not going to be able to grow crops in the middle of a war. The other part of it is it talked about, Sandy, the refugees that are going to be at the doorstep of Europe. And you say what to that? Because eventually they're going to be here.
Well, sure. I mean, I just think that people don't realize all of the collateral damage that's done by war, particularly war in important parts of the world, that are highly interrelated with other parts of the world. I mean, Iraq had an influence on oil and the oil effect, but otherwise not so much. Afghanistan is not intrinsically involved with many kinds of trade in the world trade, but Russia and Ukraine are seriously involved in the food business and in the commodities business generally. I think that same thing you were reading talked about fertilizer, and phosphate fertilizer is a huge source of export from Russia. And fertilizer is very basic to agriculture and to the food chain around the world. So there's just all kinds of collateral impacts that are caused by this kind of a huge upset.
Yeah, well, they're projecting famine.
Yeah. And obviously famine has a huge effect on refugee flow. And Europe has already suffered the impact of refugees coming from the Mideast in particular and North Africa, and now it's clearly going to happen again. And so that's going to be very disruptive, socially disruptive. It has been one of the contributors to social disruption and the movement to the right of countries in Europe. Much of the movement to the right in Europe was caused by the reaction to refugees and the refugee problems.
So whether this ends up in a real shooting world war, it is going to be a world consequences, global consequences.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's going to be economic and financial consequences. It appears from this information that there's very likely to be actual consequences associated with the welfare of people in terms of having enough to eat. You know, when we get involved in something like we have gotten involved in here, we should understand how very, very serious it is and that it's not something that we should play with. And I would assert that much of our policies associated with Ukraine have been toying with something rather than actually understanding the whole situation and figuring out what diplomatically is the appropriate reaction.
You know, Sandy, it, and I get it, it's this, if you really give this some thought, and if you, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, there's no question if I wasn't on the radio right now, I wouldn't be spending as much time as I'm spending in following this.
Right.
But because I am spending that, we're trying to bring this message to people. This is a dangerous, dangerous time. I mean, it's not Iraq. It's not Afghanistan. It's none of those things. And it is safe to say probably one of the most dangerous times since World War II, right?
Yes, the danger is there, and it is undoubtedly the most dangerous time we've had since World War II. And I suppose it feels particularly dangerous.
And we're not even involved in it.
Well, it feels particularly dangerous because it's people like us who are having this war. I suspect that in the Mideast, they would have said they were experiencing more dangerous times some while ago.
Right.
it's a little bit as whose ox is being gored. But right now, our ox is being gored sociologically, politically, geopolitically. And to me, I just think that this is the result of American foreign policy and American politics being unable to deal with nuances, the nuances of geopolitical realities and geopolitical diplomacy. And as I've said on a couple of shows before, I don't think there's a great deal of morality that's involved with the particular choices we make geopolitically, but there's a great deal of involved pragmatically. And pragmatically, if we had looked at this, we would have known that we were playing with dynamite, playing with literal dynamite in terms of world welfare, as well as local welfare in Ukraine, as well as the welfare of the Eurasian continent and the continent of Asia. We have been playing with dynamite ever since we started playing with the situation in Ukraine and the situation in the old USSR.
You know, Sandy, as a young man, I was always hearing about the greatest generation. And many of those people are gone now in this country who made sacrifices, who really knew that the sacrifices had to be. Most of the Americans today don't know anything at all about sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
But these other folk all over the world know what sacrifice is. And so I'm just wondering how we're going to respond. When there comes a point in this, we haven't exactly gotten there yet. I mean, we're still paying for the gas prices, the inflation, and we're crying, right? I mean, we're really letting people know that this is starting to impact and affect us. You ain't seen nothing yet, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at how this is affecting people in Europe, okay, they're experiencing a much more direct level of inflation and potential deprivation. If you look at how it's affecting people in Russia, of course, it's like, you know, it's way, way different, right? Their level of hardship and the level of sacrifice they're being called upon to make is very much greater than what we're dealing with. And, you know, we're looking at that as maybe a hopeful sign that they'll change their administration. You know, the polling that's been done in Russia suggests that it's hardening the view of the Russian public in support of what's going on in Ukraine. They're looking at all of this through the other end, the lens at the other end of the telescope, okay? And that's where I think we've had trouble and where we've run amok here is we've not looked at this in terms of the geopolitical realities. And I think that it's been a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we had let this play out diplomatically in a way that was going to be much more normal geopolitically for that region, instead of inserting NATO and American views into the process, in particular of the negotiations ongoing between Russia and Ukraine, it could have been a whole different outcome that would not have involved arms.
You know, Sandy, it's a sobering time. And the more I look at this and read about it, it's a sobering time that's coming. And not just because the interest rates or inflation, but the fact that we are really going to be tested like many of us have never been tested in our lifetimes. It's coming.
Well, it could well be coming, but I think I would step back a little bit and say I think the most likely impact in the United States will be the financial impact of a recession that's I think quite likely to occur sometime in the next while. I think that this whole international problem, I pray and hope that it will pass without having it become the dire consequence that we're now talking about.
All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Sam. You've been tuned into Earl Ingram Show. See you later.